Tracy, thank you so much for joining us. We are talking this week about election 2018. You have a story this week involving a preview of the Doyen County Sheriff's race. Could you share with us what you have in store?
Yeah, continuing our pre-election coverage, this week's story focuses on the sheriff's race between Todd Garrison and Kim Stewart, who combined are bringing about 50 years of law enforcement experience to their candidacies. The story takes a long look at each candidate, and the overarching theme seems to be restoring public trust in the sheriff's department, which has been an issue in the past. Garrison is focusing more on school safety, serving the community, and boosting morale in the department. And Kim Stewart wants an audit of the department and a focus on community policing, more training, and transparency with the public.
Okay, we'll look forward to reading that. Moving on, something that happened recently in Las Cruces was the annual Domenici Public Policy Conference. Now, the focus of this year's conference was on immigration.
Yes, and reporter Mike Cook wrote a nice long piece recounting the comments of four nationally recognized experts on immigration issues that occurred on the first day of the conference, a panel. It takes a look at some of the philosophical approaches to immigration policy, including the dichotomy of a country that's, you know, founded on inclusion, yet our culture is something different. So that's an interesting piece.
All right, we'll look forward to reading that. Now, one thing that you also have in the bulletin this week is that White Sands Missile Range, their Hall of Fame, has a new member. Could you tell us about the inductee?
He'll be the 54th member from Wismer to be honored. His name is Placido Trujillo. And he began at Wismer in 1947 by mistake. And I love this part of the story because he was driving to an interview at Holloman Air Force Base and ended up at White Sands Proving Ground, where he was interviewed on the spot and offered a job as a machinist there. And the Army effectively stole him from the Air Force. So that was pretty neat. But he got in at the ground level of the creation of missile test facility and just excelled from there, starting out as a machinist and ending up as division chief of building and ground, supervising more than 200 people.
All right. Well, congratulations to Mr. Trujillo. Moving on, there is a new women's ensemble, and they are having a chamber concert. What's in store with that?
So this is a new group started by two women from NMSU, Ana Maria Quintera Munoz and Jesse O'Hara. They wanted to give back to the community and fill a void of chamber music that they felt was missing. So they've come together to create Vox Valles, which is Latin for Voices of the Valley, excuse me. This is their first concert ever, and it's going to be held at First Presbyterian Church here in Las Cruces, which was recently renovated, if you remember, a few months ago, to really focus on the acoustic sound of the venue. So it should be a really nice concert. It's at 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Sounds like a wonderful event. Film has been in the news lately, not only in Las Cruces, but of course the state of New Mexico. We have the Borderlands Film Festival happening. Now you have a preview of that. What's in store with that?
Yes, this is a brand new festival that's going to take place October 2nd through 7th here in Las Cruces, also El Paso and Juarez. We have a preview story this week on the workshops, the panels that'll be taking place. Next Friday, we'll have an entire insert official program with film schedules, workshop schedules, and features of people involved in the film festival.
Tracy Roy is content director with the Las Cruces Bulletin. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you.